I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Children's Hospital is one of the funniest, most absurd shows on television. And for that, we have Rob Corddry to thank. He created the show, produces, writes, directs, and stars in the series. I got a chance to talk to Rob at Comic-Con this year, and he talks about why 15 minutes is the perfect length for the show, how they're planning a stage edition of the show, and the demolition of the hospital they use as their set. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click really does help. And now, here's Rob.
Guys, let's get down to it.
Have you been surprised at how this thing is slowly growing? Because it's something that was on the radar, but now it's like it's massive. It's really cool following.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. I'm not. I guess I'm pleasantly surprised. You come to like believe when you're in do this for long enough that it's just it's not possible to get a show on or anything, like, because it really feels like that a lot of the times. So it's very surprising when it actually happens, and there's some even a modicum of success. It's really cool.
And it's such an odd show too. It's great. You do so much within that like 11 minutes. It's funnier than most half hour shows, and it's just like a free for all. So I mean, I guess that must also be kind of liberating to be able to do whatever you want every week and not have to adhere to, okay, this character did this last episode.
It's perfect. 15 minutes is perfect for our format, our sort of relentless joke barrage, you know what I mean? And there are probably some shows out there, some half-hour shows, that would be a lot better if they were 15 minutes, you know what I mean?
You want to name any of them?
I bet. If I can think of one, sure. Yeah. I guess nothing comes to mind, but I guess you could say that about anything. Like, you know, there's certain shows that probably just don't have the right set. You know what I mean? They don't have the right this or right that. Like, there's so many factors that, and that's one of them, I think, the form, the actual duration of the show.
A couple of years ago, you appeared in Oliver Stone's W.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
I have questions for you about that.
Did that kind of work appeal to you, or do you want to stick with comedy going forward?
Yeah, working with Oliver Stone just did not appeal to me at all. No, it was awesome, man. Yeah. Look, I'll do anything. As long as it's cool, you know, don't care what it is, but definitely I came up doing like Shakespeare and drama, and like now but it's just not as fun as comedy, so yeah, that's where I'll live for sure. But
cool.
If Oliver Stone wants me to be in W2, I'm happy to be there.
All right.
We heard that there's going to be a little bit more about the clown segregation stuff. Is that coming up in the future?
Yeah, we're thinking about that. I'm not really sure I think maybe intermarriage or something might be an interesting thing to explore. But there's like that whole... Yeah, there's definitely more to know about the clowns as a race. Or species, even.
The girls were lamenting earlier that only you and the guys get to go down to Brazil. Do you have a response? And can you change that for them?
Can I stop apologizing? Will there ever? Yeah, my question then is: there ever be a time that I'll be forgiven that I went down to Brazil for 5 days and had an awesome, awesome time to shoot a 20-second scene that really didn't have to be in the show? So stupid. We actually set up too when we were down there. I don't know if John told you that first scene. They're just walking down the streets of Brazil, and you're like, "Where are they?" We did a take where they go, "You know what? I don't want to get a churro. Let's go get some, Italian food." And they turn the corner, and then they're in Rome. So next season we'll do it in Rome. But like, I don't know. I don't know if I can justify it anymore.
How do you pull off going to Brazil on the budget of the show?
Well, you know,
who got kicked off the cast?
I know, right? I know. Well, there were certain things like towards the end of the season, like shooting the last couple episodes, the line producer would be like, "We can't have that. We can't afford it." I'm like, "What do you mean we can't? It's just this." And she's like, "You want to kill that Brazil trip? You you can have it. And I'm like, we actually bought us some time. We found this flight. We found this different flight, like leaving a different day. We found a flight that cost us $15,000 less. I was like, well, you know, like, I don't know who found that, but it was like, it saved the trip, definitely.
Those big Adult Swim dollars that you guys are swimming in
exactly.
The cash now.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, people are like, how did Adult Swim let you do that? And we're like, well, they just give us money. We can do whatever we want with it as long as we turn in a show. You know?
What's your crew like? Is it pretty small?
Crew?
Yeah. A couple camera guys?
We run two cameras. It's fairly big. I mean, I was surprised how big the crew for the web series was, to tell you the truth. When I got there the first day, and it was my first time directing, I was like, oh my god, there's like trucks here, and there's a lot of people. But yeah, we have it's a pretty big, it's like an indie film size crew, yeah.
The hospital, they were saying...
And everybody's union.
The hospital's being gutted, and it's going to be gone for the start next season.
Yeah.
Are you searching for a new hospital town?
No, I think we're going to do it in the rubble of that hospital. And then probably if they build up like condos there or something, we'll just do it in those, and I hope people are cool about it. Like, I hope fans of Children's Hospital end up living there. Yeah, we're looking for a place. We're looking for a new hospital. And I'm glad, too. Like, that place was, A, a shithole, and B, kind of scrubsy for my tastes.
Elaborate on that.
Well, I've never really watched Scrubs, and I just caught an episode like a couple weeks ago. I was like, we tried to disguise the hospital. Now, of course, I didn't know what that meant because I'd never seen Scrubs, and like, it's the same thing. It's just a different paint, coat of paint. Like.
Some of the actors were saying you might actually do it on a stage next season. Is that?
We're hoping to put together a live tour show. It actually might be, I think, probably the episode we aired last night, which is sort of our, it's called Children's Hospital Play in Three Acts. The concept being like, this is the play upon which the show Children's Hospital was based. And so we might take that, add some music to it, and take that around to Brazil with everyone but Aaron.
Wait, what?
Just plans for the future. I can't fight the close talking. But it wins every time.
Is that true? You're thinking about taking a version of the show on the road? Or?
It is true. It's kind of tough to schedule. I mean, it's hard enough to get this cast together to shoot a season, so see what happens. But we're into it.
Who would go on that?
Hopefully everybody. Yeah, and like live music, and we're thinking about getting a, because it's sort of like an Our Town, Spoon River anthology type of feel, this play. For real. It was on last night. Catch the rerun. It was and we had Bruce Davidson was the narrator. It's like, oh, hi, I didn't see you there. That kind of thing. Like, welcome to Children's Hospital. Things move a little slower here, you know? And we're hoping to get like a new, whatever town we go to, there'd be like a new local celebrity narrator that people would like to see.
Like a local newscaster.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That's cool.
A DJ cool, or something.
Yeah.
Speaking you know? Of voiceovers, are we ever going to see Michael Cera?
We are searching for the is that the chick from Will and Grace?
No.
Oh my god. Huge fan. We really want to do it right. You know, like, I don't want to blow this one because people have definitely started, like, asking about that, including Michael Cera. So we're trying to think of the best way to do that. We have some ideas.
So he's not in there. He has the credit at the end. It's a joke right now, right?
What?
He's in an episode.
Yeah. But he's in every episode. He's the only actor that's been in every episode.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Do you know his role on the show?
I know. I haven't.
He's the PA announcer.
He's a PA announcer. Okay.
He does the PA announcer. His name is Sal Viscuso, who's actually the actor that did the PA, the name of the actor that did the PA announcers in MASH. Sal Viscuso. And he actually got in touch with me on Facebook. That was really cool. Yeah.
Weird. Because I never know what the show. I never can.
A lot of people don't, yeah. Like so many, when somebody asks that on Twitter, people just pounce on the guy. Like, fans of the show are like, asshole. Obviously the PA announcer. Don't say that on Twitter. Don't ask that question.
I'll just do it every couple of hours and see what happens. You guys get a lot of big guests on the show, too. I mean, mean, and it's like a, you know, Matthew Perry, and you just have people that show up. How does that work? I mean, is it just people want to be a part of this thing, or you just call a friend?
It happens differently every time we do it. Yeah, people that we really, that we write for, people that we like, friends of ours. Yep, some people ask. And, you know, we're not afraid to sort of shoot for the moon, too, you know? I'm have an idea to get Lady Gaga on the show. a perfect idea for her. I'm hoping to do it. Like, why not? Why the fuck not? But mostly, though, I don't want to be one of those guest star-centric shows because we have such a great cast, and I want to make sure that my energy is put into their characters rather than somebody that's just walking in for 4 days, you know?
And they were saying that, Kim was saying that you might actually go more into consistency with your characters next season.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, of course, like, you know, there's not much by way of... Everything in the show is basically an engine for jokes. That's it. And so I don't care about continuity or story or character, but I've realized that that should not be canonical in a sense, because if you round out a character a little bit, that just provides more story ideas, which provides more joke ideas, you know? So it would be silly not to kind of give them more of an identity, you know what I mean? Because really, they're at this point practically interchangeable.
How far in advance?
That my character wears makeup. That's the only difference.
How far in advance do you start writing this season?
We're writing right now. We've been writing for about a month or so, and we start shooting in hopefully November, December.
What other kind of theme episodes can we expect?
Well, let me ask you: do you prefer those over the sort of meat and potatoes, three-story Grey's Anatomy episodes?
Or? I think that's kind of the bread and butter, but I like the special 70s episode.
That was great.
Yeah,
I like being surprised everywhere. I like not knowing what the hell you guys are doing.
Yeah, that is the fun of it for sure. It is a fine line, though, because we had this one episode that we were writing for probably 8 months, and we got a week away from, and it was definitely one of those episodes, and we got a week away from shooting it, and it still wasn't working. And we realized, like, we're doing this because it's cool. And no other reason. And I was like, well, that's no reason to like to shoot this episode. So we trashed it and rewrote and wrote a totally different episode in a week. It was just kind of like, you know, we have that newsreaders thing where we interview the actors that are on Children's Hospital, but they're, you know, the show within a show, sort of. It was those characters, because I like to see those characters in a different way and not just newsreaders. We're trying to figure that out. And like, we're trying to do a show where they break reality like three times, you know what I mean? Like, we start on Children's, and then they say cut, and we're those characters, and then they say cut, and it's Ken Marino and Rob Hubel and Rob Corddry, and then at the end we say cut, and like, it's just kind of pretentious. It's not funny. It's like, oh yeah, so you did that. Like, who cares? You know?
Thanks, Rob, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.